Madam Vice President, Madam Director General, Honorable Ministers and Excellencies. Let me first congratulate His Excellency Dr. Ahmed bin Mohammed Al Sayedi, the Minister of Health of Oman, for being selected as President of the Assembly and the entire Bureau of this Assembly. I would like also to express my gratitude to Dr. Margaret Chan for her leadership and the entire WHO team for their work and dedication in providing regular support and assistance to member states in addressing public health issues of concern. Distinguished delegates, we are facing a wide range of public health threats caused by communicable and non-communicable diseases, emerging and re-emerging diseases, natural and man-made disasters. At the same time, we have the opportunity and the responsibility to build on previous accomplishments from the MDG era, to strengthen response in health emergencies, and to reduce the level of risks by fully implementing the international health regulations. The adoption of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the broad international engagement to implement its ambitious goals and targets provide the needed roadmap for building a world where no one will be left behind. More specifically, ensuring healthy lives and promoting well-being for all at all ages will require effective mechanism of collaboration across and within the sector. And conversely, achieving progress in good health and well-being is essential for implementing other sustainable development goals. Therefore, intersectoral action will be the key for effective output directly through the third goal and through determinants of health embedded in other SDGs. Ladies and gentlemen, Republic of Moldova is fully committed to translate into reality the SDGs, and many efforts are channeled toward that end. Some of the targets are already part of current policies, while others still need to be adapted at the national level. The government now is in a process to establish a National Coordination Council for Sustainable Development, which will direct the adaptation of SDGs and monitor their implementation within the country. Indicators for monitoring national targets will also be established. The targets related to the health issues will be part of the new strategy for the development of the health system with the following priorities. Institutional reorganization of the national health system focused on regionalization on the hospital sector. Public health services focused on health promotion. Efficient use of available resources. Providing qualified and affordable health services and medicines. Furthermore, while currently holding the presidency of the Southeastern European Health Network, the Republic of Moldova will host in November 2016 the next Health Ministerium Forum, which will focus on health, well-being and prosperity in CEE by 2030 in the context of the SDGs. We hope this will be a timely opportunity to enhance the sub-regional commitment towards achieving the health targets of SDGs. Distinguished delegates, the Republic of Moldova was among the first countries in Europe to adopt a national strategy for development of human resources for health, strategy for 2016-2025, which will contribute to better recruitment, development, training and retention of health workforce, while also better managing for the mobility of health professionals. Consequently, while recognizing the imperative of strengthening health systems and reducing or mitigating the negative consequences of health workforce migration, we welcome the discussions of this World Health Assembly aimed at adopting a global strategy on human resources for health. I thank you, Madam Vice President.